Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, served by Applebee's.
All right, first pick of the second round. Been waiting a while for this one with the Bills trading back twice, but now they get their receiver. Everyone thought they would go receiver, and it's Keon Coleman out of Florida State. Are you surprised by the fit, Connor? What do you think of the pick?
No, because they needed a perimeter receiver, right? They have some smaller guys that can mostly play in the slot. Coleman is a guy that he's going to play on the outside. Jump ball, contested catch threat. Big time leaper, big body. Really, Florida State like to throw him go balls, fades, and screens because he can run through contact after the catch. But his ability, once again, to just climb the ladder. He's not a great separator right now. That's not what they're asking him to do. They're asking him to simply body defensive backs and make big plays in the red zone, which was a big need for this offense.
11 touchdowns last year as well. I mean, so again, like, this is a guy that we've seen in the red zone, and you want to talk about great landing spots. Hey, you're going where there's zillions of targets that are left on the table with Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs leaving the table, and you've got Josh Allen as your quarterback. To your point, yes, they've got Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir in the middle, right, and Curtis Samuel, but they need somebody. Josh Allen likes to chuck it deep. Who's he going to be chucking it deep this year to? Keon Coleman. So just a great landing spot here at the start of round two.
Yep. So end of last season, particularly in the Chiefs playoff game, Josh Allen felt like he was doing it all by himself. Obviously, those dropped catches against the Chiefs from Diggs and Sherfield didn't help. But do you think that Coleman now completes this offense? Like, are they ready to go into the season as presently constructed?
I think it's a big addition, right? And I think it's because he slides into that need so importantly. The catch radius, once again, somebody that can win the jump balls and the scramble drill as well. I don't think he's the most polished receiver coming out of this class at all, but I think he'll be a starter for them right away.
You know, what's weird is I don't think he needs to be a polished route runner for the Bills because they do so much off-schedule stuff with Josh Allen. Like, you just need to be, like, give me a guy that can win a jump ball, you know, and that's what Josh Allen needs, right? Because Josh Allen's going to run around. So, fantasy-wise, an unbelievable fit for Keon Coleman, who will be in a lot of sleeper lists come August.
All right, pick 34 in the draft. We have a trade. Chargers trade in. They take Matthew's best friend, Ladd McConkey. They get a wide receiver. Some people thought they might take a wide receiver at 5, but they don't. They go offensive line and draw out, and now they add Ladd McConkey.
A huge need. Maybe the best route runner in the draft, somebody that catches everything. He did play inside and outside of Georgia. I expect him to play the slot at the next level. This team needed wide receiver help, and I think when you look at how their roster is constructed, they needed somebody that simply knows how to get open quickly off the line of scrimmage. That's Ladd McConkey's game. It reminded me a little bit of Jordan Addison from last year. Both small receivers, but excellent separators.
100%. Like, I was in a dynasty draft where I had a choice, and we do this dynasty draft before the NFL draft, and it was Ladd McConkey or Ricky Pearsall. And I went Ladd McConkey over the objections of Connor Rogers. You know what?
And
screw you.
The NFL went Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, this is true. But fantasy-wise,
and went Ricky Pearsall.
Right, very smart. Coach.
Also, fair enough.
A team that wants to run the ball 99 out of 100 times.
But the one time they throw it, they throw it to Ladd McConkey, baby. Ladd McConkey. It's a great fit, to your point. Over 300 vacated targets with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen no longer on the Chargers. They're going to have to throw at some point to set up the run, aren't they? And so he immediately becomes the number one wide receiver on the Chargers. All due respect to Quentin Johnson, Josh Palmer. Like, give me Ladd McConkey in this offense, especially given what Herbert likes to do in the pocket.
Yeah. Well, if you think Matthew doesn't care, you should. We can't run it, unfortunately, because it wasn't safe for television.
Safe for
Matthew's reaction when the pick came in.
Let me just put it. I threw up 10 fingers at Connor, but 9 of them were down.
Yes.
Yep. Nine just magically fell.
Yeah. It might have actually been 8 at one point, but there was
yes. Ah, oh, Ladd McConkey. Ah, oh, I love me some McConkey.
Los Angeles Charger.
Yeah, Bolts fan for life. Bolt up, baby. Go, Chargers, go.
Okay, pick 37, the New England Patriots. Tough year on offense for them. They obviously add Drake May, though. At pick 3, now they get Jalen Polk, receiver from Washington. This is one that you called.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Wide receiver 5 in this draft for me. I was a little higher on him. The concentration, he will fearlessly go over the middle of the field. He might be the best blocking receiver in this entire draft. That's something New England's going to really value. Listen, Drake May, what he does well, he sees and throws the middle of the field well. What does Jalen Polk do? He's fearless going over the middle of the field. This duo growing together, I'm a big fan of that pairing for the long term of the Patriots.
Yeah, but Polk, by the way, so good. He got Michael Penix to get drafted by a team that didn't need him. So just, you know.
That's right.
I just thought I'd take a moment here that Jalen Polk, to, you know, take a shot at the Falcons. Hey, first off, when he scores touchdowns, will they be doing the polka? I'm going to be here all night. Whatever. You know, no, I've been on air for five straight hours. What do I care?
It's not true.
The fact of the matter is, here's the thing. The Patriots have had tremendous success drafting wide receivers early. This should be great.
You're very high on this pick.
Well, it's fine. No, listen, I agree with you. Like, very talented wide receiver. He's going to have opportunity here. There's not a ton of target competition. We love Kendrick Bourne, you know, and
He's their best receiver today.
Right.
That's my
Pop Douglas had some nice moments, but, you know, he's got a shot at being the number one wide receiver from moment one. So in terms of fantasy-relevant landing spots, especially because, by the way, either Drake May is the starter or Jacoby Brissett, who's perfectly fine. You know, like, they're going to have competent quarterback play in New England. So Polk suddenly becomes not the sexiest pick in terms of fantasy, but I think he'll be productive fantasy-wise because they are going to have to throw to someone. And to your point, he's going to be the number one guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a crowded wide receiver room between Pop Douglas and Kendrick Bourne and KJ Osborne and now Polk, but it's a crowded wide receiver room which you can certainly, you know, stand tall.
It's one of those, like, yeah, if you don't have, you know, if you have 10, you don't have any, you know,
right,
kind of thing, and there's a reason they use this early pick on him.
Okay, pick 46, Carolina Panthers first running back off the board. Jonathan Brooks goes there. Obviously, we had a running back go extremely early last year, and Bijan Robinson had to wait a while this time. What do you think of the pick, Connor?
An element to their backfield, Jay, that they don't have, that turbo acceleration, the speed, really good outside runner, I think sharp cuts. Not the strongest running back. He's not looking really to run through you, but I also saw somebody that off checkdowns and screens was dangerous in space. Once again, to be able to stick the foot in the ground and get down the field. So Brooks will eventually take over this backfield. It's just a matter of when he's physically ready to do that.
Yeah, it's a tough landing spot fantasy-wise when you think about, you know, there are rumors that he might go to the Cowboys or another place where he would be the featured back, and I agree with you. But listen, Chuba Hubbard's not a nothing, right? They kind of like Chuba Hubbard. Miles Sanders is still hanging around there. It's not an offense that we expect to be explosive here as well. So just in terms of landing spots, not the best for Jonathan Brooks. All that said, I will say this. Dave Canales at the Combine specifically said, like, I believe in running the ball. Last year in Tampa Bay, even when Rashad White was getting 3.3 yards per carry, whatever, we kept running him. I think that's so important to set up the play action. Obviously, they want to take pressure off Bryce Young. So Jonathan Brooks, when he becomes the guy, even though it may not be the most efficient, there will be volume there in that Panthers backfield. But I wish fantasy-wise it had been a different landing spot, Jay.
Yeah, I do think, though, that at least, like, they did buy an offensive line, to your point, yesterday, Connor. So it should be a bit more, not necessarily a strength, but less of a weakness. And the fact that you do have, you know, Deontay Johnson, Xavier Legette there now, it should be a bit more of a spaced floor, so to speak. So perhaps some opportunity for Brooks in Carolina, even if it isn't the dream landing spot. Okay, pick 52, Indianapolis Colts select Adonai Mitchell. Some expectation. He might go as early as the first round or 33 to Buffalo. He slides a little bit, though, but now he's another weapon for Anthony Richardson to pair with Michael Pittman.
Outside receiver, red zone presence, vertical speed. Yeah. Can really put corners into panic very early on in the rep. The thing with Mitchell, he's got to dial in the consistency, and that's not just coming back to the quarterback to make plays, something I thought he struggled with at times. The run blocking was really, really bad quite often, and quite frankly, just coasting through routes. If he's going 100% on every single route.
Why'd you look at me when you said coasting?
Yeah, lock in, coasting on plays. Adonai Mitchell, great red zone presence at Georgia, great red zone presence at Texas, but he needs to round out the consistency in his game between the 20s. That's why he slid, Jay.
I don't know which wide receiver Matthew Berry is, but I know that he's not Cooper Kupp. Because you never block anyone in your life.
This is on Twitter. I block people all the time. There you go.
I'm
the greatest blocker of all time when it comes to, you know, social media. Real talk for a second.
Okay.
Back.
Sure. Okay, there you go. I'm going to stop coasting. Now I like Mitchell. Now I'm going to try. Here's what I will tell you. fantasy-wise, this is not a great landing spot for Mitchell. Certainly, the best fantasy impact here is for Anthony Richardson. It's another weapon for him in second year in the NFL. But obviously, like, it's a team that is going to be balanced on offense, if not run heavy. And he's, at best, the fourth option on that offense. I mean, obviously, you've got Michael Pittman. You've got Jonathan Taylor. Josh Downs is a nice player who had a really nice rookie year. I expect an expanded role for him. So Mitchell's one of those guys that's, I mean, like, this is kind of lazy analysis, but I think it's accurate. He'll be a better best ball player in his first year because he'll have a couple of big games where he'll has a splash play here.
The touchdown equity.
But, again, hard to see him having consistent fantasy value this year given his skill set and the way the Colts are currently constructed on offense.
Okay, pick 53 to your Washington Commanders. Ben Sinnott, get your tight end for the future for Cliff Kingsbury's offense. How are you feeling?
You know what? Fine, right? It's somebody that Connor and I actually talked about. I literally was waiting for the pick, like, and we talked about, like, is it Sinnott? Is it Cade Stover? You know, two of the better tight ends that were available. Like, the fact of the matter, I still think they need an offensive lineman. But the truth of the matter is that their current tight end room is Cole Turner, John Bates, and Zach Ertz, who a lot of people thought retired 2 years ago. By the way, we all laugh about Zach Ertz, but in 2021, after he got traded to the Cardinals under Cliff Kingsbury, he was tight end 5 on a points per game basis. Give Cliff Kingsbury a talented tight end, and he can do something with it. So Sinnott, who is a nice pass catcher, suddenly becomes interesting as kind of a tight end 2 flyer in fantasy drafts. I like the pick for the Commanders. Honestly, I think Adam Peters is crushing this draft. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard fan. I'm saying that completely objectively. But seriously, like, everyone else is finishing second.
Okay, what do you think of the pick?
What's interesting with Sinnott is he should be very fantasy relevant throughout his career because he's a great athlete, explosive, like very agile, change of direction, can run after catch, make plays. I don't know how ready he is to be a true tight end. This tells me they drafted him to kind of go spread offense, play him off the line of scrimmage. He was the perfect way to put it with Sinnott. He was used the same way Sam Laporta was used at Iowa, where some plays he's in the backfield, some plays he's out wide for a screen or in the slot or on the line of scrimmage. You want him to have so many different roles. So Sinnott's going to be a really interesting pass-catching player in this offense that I think will challenge to be on the field very early in his career.
The versatility, I think, is interesting, especially when you think about the kind of offense Kingsbury wants to run, where you've got a lot of different guys, a lot of motion. Sometimes you're going four wide. You know, so listen. I like the pick. Hail the Commanders. Hail victory. 17-0. Let's go.
Trust Adam Peters.
Okay, pick 65 to your New York Jets. Malachi Corley, wide receiver. He has been described a lot compared to Debo Samuel, which I think is a little bit unfair because no one should be compared to Debo Samuel. But what is he going to bring to the Jets, and what impact does he have on the existing skill position players on the Jets?
When you evaluate gadget players, right, that almost comes off as an insult. This guy, though, was the Rolls Royce of that. Like, you simply want the ball in his hands, and that's what the Western Kentucky offense did. They threw him screen after screen because he's a tackle breaker. He can make you miss. I mean, over the last 2 years, he's had over 1,600 yards after the catch.
Yeah.
So he's very, very creative. Player. He's got good hands. You know what I'm really interested in with Malachi Corley as well? I think he could be a very special threat with the new kick return rules as well because he is just simply so good with the ball in his hands, Matthew.
Yeah, the only question here for me is, like, it's a great pick, and obviously, you know, Mike Williams, who has struggled with injury as well, like, so they need another wide receiver to go along with Garrett Wilson. Obviously, Mike Williams is going to be involved, but Corley will be a fixture. But think about how much short yardage passing stuff Brees Hall did in this offense last year. And because Corley is such a guy that it lives around the line of scrimmage, to your point, get the ball in his hands quickly and let him run after the catch. Yeah. Does this hurt some of the reception totals that we're expecting from Brees Hall this year? Brees Hall's still my number two running back, but maybe he takes a small hit in terms of, you know, the amount of pass catching he does for the Jets.
Yep. Do you think ultimately Corley from day one with the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers, who historically has taken a little while to establish rapport with young receivers, is he really going to cut in that much to Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams?
It's really interesting. They have 3 fourth-round picks. Did they package some of those and go wide receiver again? Do they try to get Alan Lazard involved back in this offense at all?
Not.
I mean, it's a long shot, but Corley, it just seems really simple for him. Get him screens, shallow crossers, play him inside and outside a little bit. But this is going to be a very Garrett Wilson, Brees Hall, Mike Williams heavy offense.
Yeah, it feels like he's a better dynasty pick than, you know, a guy that you're going to be drafting in redraft leagues at the beginning of the year.
Okay, pick 66, Trey Benson, second running back off the board to the Arizona Cardinals. This Cardinals offense now pretty exciting, adding Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray, still most underrated quarterback in the NFL, as we talked about yesterday. But James Conner is still there, Conner.
I like the new look, right? This was my top running back in the draft. Angry runner, contact balance. Really reminded me of Isaiah Pacheco. Now, of course, his running style is unique, very stomping. Benson's not as much as that. But the ability to turn a three-yard play into 8 yards or a zero, you know, a negative play into 5 yards. Benson is such a tough runner. I think his pass catching was significantly underutilized at Florida State because I know he could do it. This is something I talked to him about at the NFL Combine. He believes there's more on the table, more opportunity, more on the route tree. I think this was a great landing spot for him, Matthew.
Certainly dynasty-wise. Now, James Conner, you would think, is still the incumbent starter. Obviously, had a nice year last year in a down season for the Cardinals. James Conner was there. But, like, James Conner has missed multiple games in every single year of his professional career. So there's not a lot of depth behind Conner, you know, all due respect to DJ Dallas and Michael Carter and the like. So Trey Benson immediately becomes a very important insurance running back for anyone that drafts Conner. Love the landing spot for him in Dynasty, obviously, because if he's not the starter at some point this year, he will be likely next year as well. Back-to-back seasons with over 1,100 yards at Florida State. Really nice dynasty landing spot for Trey Benson.
Yeah, and I think in terms as well of a touchdown equity for running backs on the Cardinals, your immediate reaction is, well, this team finished a distant fourth in the division. They're not that good. They may actually be good this season, yeah, given the talent influx on offense, defense improving. I think Jonathan Gannon is a really strong coach from what he's shown so far in just a full year of Kyler Murray. There may be more touchdowns on the table than you might expect.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Okay, pick 80. The Cincinnati Bengals take a wide receiver in Jermaine Burton. Obviously, the wide receiver room for the Bengals is potentially in flux with T. Higgins demanding a trade. We know Jamar Chase will be there, but what are you expecting from Jermaine Burton?
This is one of the most interesting picks of the draft. I had him 99th on the big board, and it would have been maybe 50 to 60 spots higher than that if not for the concerns teams had about off-the-field stuff with Jermaine Burton. So when you look at the player, incredible hands, very explosive, plays bigger than his size. Like, this guy really checks a lot of boxes, right? So the routes, they're a little unrefined, okay. He doesn't do a ton after the catch. Yeah, but if you want to give this guy a chance to make plays down the field, he goes up and gets the football. He catches everything. This is a big-time player, but you got to keep him locked in to get the best out of him. That was the question teams had.
Yeah, 18 yards per catch over his college career, which spanned many teams. You know,
yeah,
not
big
often.
Big programs.
Right, I was just going to play for Georgia and Alabama.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, this is a kid who played at a lot of different schools. But to your point, like, you think about Joe Mixon coming out of college. A lot of off-the-field issues there. They kept him on the straight and narrow for the most part, you know, in Cincinnati.
A couple hiccups.
What are you going to do? Cincinnati, you know, anyway. I'll just say this. If he can stay on the field and keep those issues off the field, to your point, anyone that's going to be on the field with Joe Burrow, especially if T. Higgins does move on, whether it's this year or next year, again, when he's on the franchise tag, he's on a one-year tag, this is a really good landing spot for Jermaine Burton again, if he can solve the off-the-field issues.
If they moved on from T. Higgins or one of those two got hurt, Jermaine Burton becomes one of the most interesting rookie wide receivers in this entire class.
Oh, sure.
Like, that's counting Malik Nabers, and, like, that's how interesting this is, but there's a lot of variance here, Jay.
Potentially wide receiver two for Joe Burrow, which is potentially an amazing spot to be in.
Yeah.
Okay, pick 83. Blake Corum goes to Los Angeles, but maybe not the LA team that everyone thought. He goes to the Rams, not the Chargers. What does this mean for Blake Corum? What does it mean for Kyren Williams?
Well, it's a perfect scheme fit for Blake Corum, right? He comes from Michigan, yeah. Gap scheme, man running game, goes to the Rams. McVay has started to lean away from zone into that same scheme, especially with the offensive line personnel they have. So he's compact runner. He could break tackles. He's got good lower body power. He's a little twitchy. He's not explosive or fast, but if you need a guy to grind out yards or make things happen at the goal line, Blake Corum is that reliable kind of running back. So I love the landing spot. But good luck to you deciphering this backfield, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, right? It's either he just killed Kyren Williams' fantasy value because Kyren Williams got so much work last year, and is this kind of like a Malcolm Brown, Cam Akers sort of thing where they were, you know, 60-30 Kyren Williams to Blake Corum, or does he become the most important insurance back in fantasy football? Because a lot of times Sean McVay, with Kyren Williams last year, with Todd Gurley back in the day, when he finds a guy that he believes in a big way, he just rides that guy. And so, obviously, Williams was so good last year. Don't know what he did to lose the job. Williams is a smaller guy, so maybe this is depth. You know, like, after Williams, you've got, like, Ronnie Rivers. So, fascinating to see how it all plays out over the summer and training camp. But Corum potentially could have a tremendous amount of fantasy value, especially if anything were to happen to Williams during the season.
The thing with Kyren, you mentioned his size and that being the concern. Like, those concerns were realized last year. Like, he went on IR, he missed a month. And so I think that is a concern. But you would expect that he certainly has first crack at the job. It's his job. But if he does get hurt, then Blake Corum not only could fill in, but could also potentially play his way into a larger role. Pick 84, Roman Wilson, Wolverine wide receiver, goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are famous for maximizing wide receiver picks outside of the first round. Outside of George Pickens, there's not a ton on the Steelers' depth chart.
What are you saying about Quez Watkins?
No, I'm saying a bit about him and Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson. Yeah. What do you think of the pick?
I mean, to me, this is classic Steelers, right? A player I viewed as a second rounder, they get him in the third round, and he come in and contribute right away because of the speed. He can constantly run away from people. He was really good in the intermediate area of the field, really good deep threat as well. Michigan didn't throw a ton. Roman Wilson made the most of his opportunities. They were a very run-heavy team, so he's been asked to block. He's been quite good at that as well. This is somebody that I think will play right away, Matthew.
Crazy stat from last year, 25% of his receptions went for a touchdown. 104 times that they threw it to Roman Wilson. The kid finds the end zone here. One of the issues, though, is we just don't know what this offense with Pittsburgh is going to be like. What does Russell Wilson look like in an Arthur Smith offense that we expect to be run heavy? So you just don't know. When you know Pickens is going to get his, Freiermuth will be part of the offense. But certainly in terms of landing spots, massive opportunity just as the number two wide receiver on a team that shouldn't pass more than Atlanta did last year. You wonder how much of Arthur Smith was, I want to be run heavy because that's his tendency, and how much of it was just like, I've got Desmond Ridder over here.
Run heavy.
Right? He should, right, exactly. He should have more confidence in Russell Wilson or Justin Fields than he did in any of his quarterbacks with the Falcons last year. So great landing spot, especially dynasty-wise, for Roman Wilson.
Yeah, and look, even if they are run heavy, it's not like Roman Wilson's not used to that playing in the Michigan offense.
Yeah.
But I do think just with the fact that Pittsburgh offense should see an uptick with Russell Wilson, and also they're probably going to need to be throwing in the AFC North. Like, I'm not sure they can be running the ball into these stout defenses in Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland. So he's very likely to be wide receiver two for Russell Wilson. Pick 88, Marshawn Lloyd out of USC to the Packers. Connor, what does this mean where it was really just the Josh Jacobs backfield? For this season, is Lloyd really just an A.J. Dillon replacement, or could he actually intrude on Jacobs' work?
This is their true change of pace guy, right? He's dangerous, make you miss, really quick feet, outside running ability, but a guy that never topped 115 carries in a college season.
Yeah,
2020 torn ACL, injuries in both 2022 and 2023. So he's been banged up when he gets a heavier workload. But if you keep his touches kind of in check, he's very lethal with the ball. He creates his own yards. He does get a little bounce happy outside, and he's not going to be a pass protector. The good thing is Josh Jacobs can kind of cover up for all those deficiencies. So I think this is a really nice 1-2 where you look at a guy like Dillon and the rest of their running backs, they're just non-factors now.
Yeah, I mean, 8.2 yards per touch last season, right? A big play guy, to your point. And so you've got a grinder like Josh Jacobs, then you bring this guy in, limited touches, but you pick your spots with him. LaFleur, obviously, very creative offensively. Look, A.J. Dillon, they let go, right? And then, like, A.J. Dillon looked around, and it was sort of like, all right, sure, if you want to come back, like, we'll let you.
Yeah.
But it feels like this is, even though they're obviously very different players in terms of how they're built, feels like if you are drafting a insurance back for Josh Jacobs, that this is the guy you want, even though if something were to happen to Jacobs, it would probably be a mixture of Lloyd and, A.J. Dillon. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you think that this is almost good news, Connor, for Josh Jacobs, the fact that Lloyd is the guy that they've gone with and it's not, you know, they didn't take Trey Benson. They're not signing Ezekiel Elliott or someone who's more likely to intrude.
Yeah, absolutely, because it still means Josh Jacobs is the workhorse runner. That's
sure.
What they paid him to do. That's his skill set. This is somebody, hey, can we give him the ball a couple times a game? We hit a big play. Right? Or we're going to throw him a quick outlet. But yeah, this is probably good news in the long run for Jacobs.
Pick 92, Jalen McMillan goes to the Bucks out of Washington, wide receiver. Fairly crowded wide receiver room with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Trey Palmer. What are you expecting from him?
True slot receiver, right? A guy that really understands how to eat up zone coverage. High IQ player pre-snap, and somebody that with the ball in his hands is a pretty elusive player as well. He's got to get stronger. He's got to increase the play strength. I thought there was some drops on tape, some layup drops on tape. Very productive in 2022, but needs to get stronger and stay healthy, of course. But this is going to be what the Bucks think is their long-term answer in the slot. It'll be interesting. He gets to learn from Chris Godwin as well.
One of the best, and obviously there have been rumors that Godwin might be on the move. He's obviously coming back to the Bucks. You know, they re-signed Mike Evans. They re-signed Baker Mayfield. You know, but right, I think this is more of a longer-term play. They've got Kate Otten, who's emerging as well in that passing game. You mentioned Trey Palmer. Rashad White is, you know, obviously part of that passing attack as well. And so, you know, it's interesting. Like, again, crowded wide receiver room in Tampa Bay, crowded wide receiver room in Washington when he was in college, where, by the way, only two games where he played more than 60% of the snaps.
The other two were already drafted.
Right. No way. No, obviously.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm just saying, like, he's familiar with what it's like to be, you know, look around the wide receiver room and be like, yeah, that guy's better than me. That guy's better than me. So, anyway, I think more of a longer-term play, not somebody who's going to be on the radar immediately in redraft leagues.
Yeah, particularly with just Baker Mayfield, the level of just connection that he established with Mike Evans in particular, that's his clear number one guy, Chris Godwin, not going anywhere. And you would think Trey Palmer probably has the inside track to be that slot guy?
I would kind of bet on McMillan
okay.
in this situation. I know, and to be fair, Palmer started to flash last year as well.
Yeah, so moments.
He should have the inside track, but long-term, I would bet on McMillan in that race.
Okay.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Final pick of the third round, pick 100, Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver. Addo Rice, with a famous last name, goes to Matthews, Washington Commanders. What's he getting, Connor?
Hail Commanders, hail victory.
Tell me if you've heard this before, an athletic McCaffrey, right?
Yeah, sure.
A guy that switched from quarterback to wide receiver, and quite frankly, the transition's been really good. He's quietly some of the best hands in the draft. He's still learning how to vary up that release package to get off the line of scrimmage. I think that was a problem at times, not only in college, but at the Senior Bowl where he went against some tougher defenders, but he catches everything. I kind of like him as a bigger slot, right? 6'1", I think he'll play at over 200 pounds at the next level. Use him in the slot. Elite agilities in the testing, and you see it on the field, that change of direction. Find ways to get him going on slants, out routes, shallow crossers, things of that nature. I think McCaffrey will find a way to stick at that position because the transition's gone well so far.
Yeah, and the versatility, I think, is interesting for what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do here offensively. Remember, they lost Curtis Samuel and so after Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin, who are both great, right, you've got Alamide Zaccheaus and, you know, Diami Brown and Jamison Crowder. Like, there isn't a lot after those top two guys. And so getting a young player that has some versatility and obviously understands what it means to be a pro, given that his brother is Christian, his father is Ed. He comes from a line of successful professional players. Adam Peters obviously knows Christian McCaffrey and the family from his days in San Francisco. So, listen, it's the end of it's pick 100. Well, let's go, Luke McCaffrey. I'm all in. Let's go. Hail Commanders, hail victory.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.